At the weekend, more than 1,000 different chemicals were uncovered by police at a warehouse site in the region of Hradec Králové, central Bohemia. 3 people have already been arrested. Police have also enforced an information embargo, but this has not stopped the Czech press from speculating about how the dangerous chemicals, including mercury and cyanide, highly hazardous to human health, came to be there. Jan Wellinger joins us in the studio with details. Jan, at this time, exactly what do we know about what was found?
Brian, it has to be said that at this stage, the information is fairly unofficial. However, we do know this much, that the number of different chemicals uncovered on a privately owned site in the town of Lipčany in central Bohemia is over 1,000. As he said, police cooperating with representatives from the Czech Environmental Inspectorate moved in on Saturday to assess damages, and they arrest 3 before enforcing that embargo on any new information. But already there is speculation that it's not an open and shut case of, say, inappropriate or negligent waste disposal, but something actually far more serious, and that's the actual production of dangerous chemicals on the site for the black market. As for the chemicals themselves, tests are still underway. The country's major media, for example, Lidové Noviny, have pointed to unguarded canisters of mercury as well as cyanides, all extremely toxic and extremely hazardous, of course. In short, it's alarming news for both the Czech authorities and local residents. And if there's any good news, then it was perhaps the fact that the threat was not great enough to see evacuation measures.
So generally, how unusual is such a case?
I think it's safe to say that it's very unusual regarding the more serious aspects that are being speculated over, the fact that the 3 may have been involved in actual production of dangerous chemicals for the black market. That is unusual and makes it different from other cases regarding industrial waste. Usually you'll have cases where, you know, firms have gone bankrupt and left behind unguarded or unregistered sites. This was something that was very common here, kind of a post-communist legacy. You would have places without inventories, sometimes veiling deadly industrial products. But here the situation is, of course, much more serious. The 3 in Lipčany, if charged and found guilty with illegal production and organized crime, could face sentences of up to 15 years in prison. But as I said, it is all speculation now. With an embargo on the case, we can only guess as to what really went on in Lipčany for now.
Thanks, Jan.